A message from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Upon the passing of a Sayyid, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar al-Qadiri, sent myself, I the writer, a WhatsApp message. The said message is presented here after adjustment suitable to this booklet. It contains many lessons and points of benefit for all Muslims. Listen to it carefully and preserve it in your heart and mind. He said, if you wish to remain free of fear in the hereafter, fear regarding the Sayyids, as in save yourself from any unsuitable matter concerning them. Insha'Allah, you will be without fear in the hereafter. On the day of judgment, Sayyids shall be given a message of safety from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We also hope he will say to us, O you who loved my family, you are under my protection. Go and enter paradise. Insha'Allah. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has penned numerous books, given many speeches, written abundant poetry regarding the Prophet's blessed family. He greatly emphasizes respect towards Sayyids and profusely explains this to his murids, students and all Muslims in general. This is something those who remain in his company and who watch and listen to his Madani Muzakaras have witnessed on numerous occasions. His own practice is to address members of the Ahlul Bayt with beautiful titles and speak to them humbly. Following the way of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, if there is something to be distributed and a Sayyid is present, he gives them twofold in comparison to others. In fact, onlookers noticed his manner of giving to Sayyids is so full of humility that it appears that though he is receiving, rather than gifting something. There is a long list of stories regarding his respect for and decorum with Sayyids, which is difficult to recount in this brief booklet. There is intention to release a second part to this booklet with at least 25 stories in accordance with the 25th of Safar, which marks the death anniversary of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh. May Allah grant us the ability to do this with sincerity. May He keep us loyal and respectful to the Ahlul Bayt and grant us the intercession of their esteemed forefather, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. May He keep us close to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahi Khatam al-Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and Respecting Sayyids The Prayer of Attar's Successor O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the 32-page booklet The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and Respecting Sayyids, grant them the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment and confer upon them proximity to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet's advice to Ali. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once declared, Ya Ali, ihfaz anni khaslataini atani bihima Jibreel alayhi salamu aktharif salata alayya bis sahri wal istighfar bil maghribi. O Ali, remember two practices from me, both of which were brought to me by Jibreel. Send an abundance of salat upon me during sahar and make istighfar at maghrib. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. On the shoulders of the mujaddid of the era, the palanquin had been set at the door, i.e. a chair for a passenger made of wood, enclosed in its length from all four sides with two doors. It would have two poles, one each at the front and back, which workers would lift on their shoulders and then carry from place to place. Hundreds were standing, waiting, longing for a glance, with their gazes fixed on the door. The esteemed passenger came out of his home with a dignified gait, having performed ablution, dressed in beautiful attire and wearing an imamah. His face was beaming with light. He made his way through the gathering and entered the palanquin. It began to move and had only travelled a short distance when the passenger's voice was heard from within. "Stop for a moment." Carriers lowered it to the ground in accordance with the request. Silence enveloped the assembled crowd as Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh emerged from inside, worried and anxious. He addressed the carriers with a voice filled with emotion. "I adjure you for the sake of your forefather Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tell me the truth. Which of you is from his lineage? My faith senses the fragrance of my master." Hearing this unexpected question, a laborer Sayyid from amongst them cast his eyes downwards and quietly revealed, "Work is taken from a laborer. He himself is not inquired about. You asked me for the sake of my esteemed forefather and made apparent my secret. I am from the Ahlul Bayt. I do not know any other craft, so I do this work to feed my children." The Sayyid had not yet completed his words when those present witnessed an amazing sight. The Mujaddid of the era removed his imamah and placed it at the feet of the Sayyid. Tears were flowing from the great Imam's eyes. With hands clasped together, in a state of great humility, he exclaimed, "Honorable Sayyid, forgive my insolence. I erred without knowing. I was carried on the shoulders of he whose shoes I take as a crown upon my head. If your forefather asks on the day of judgment, Ahmad Raza, were the delicate shoulders of my son for carrying you? What answer will I give? What humiliation I will then face?" Finally, after procuring the Sayyid's forgiveness several times, he presented a request seeped in devotion. He mentioned that as the mistake was a result of not knowing, its expiation should be that the Sayyid should sit and the Imam should carry him. People's eyes overflowed with tears, and some screamed with emotion when the Sayyid was made to sit in the palanquin. Despite his repeated refusals, and the world witnessed the greatest jurist of his age, in fact the Mujaddid of his era, carrying a Sayyid on his shoulders. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad, wrote a treatise in 7 days upon the request of a Sayyid. This is not an isolated incident of reverence for Sayyids. Rather, many pages could be written regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's respect for the Ahlul Bayt. On the 3rd of Shawwal 1329 AH, Sayyid Muhammad Ahsan Barelvi Rahmatullahi Alayh wrote to the Imam Rahmatullahi Alayh stating that he was embarking for Hajj on the 10th and he would like for a written method of Hajj and its etiquettes to be published. Fulfilling his request, the Imam said, "In fulfillment of the Sayyid's request, I within only 7 days, this 45-page monograph, which is renowned in the academic world." Anwarul Bisharati fi Masail al-Hajj wa Ziyarati, luminescent glad tidings regarding rulings of Hajj and visitation. Blessings of Raza. The Imam's family and students also had this admirable quality of respecting Sayyids. To increase your passion in listening onwards, consider the etiquette of meeting and revering the Ahlul Bayt household displayed by one of the Imam's foremost students, Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam, قطب المدينة مولانا ضياء الدين أحمد المدني القادري الرزوي رحمة الله عليه. سيدي قطب المدينة and revering Sayyids. When the granddaughter of Qutb al-Madina was blessed with a son, he was named Walid. When brought to Qutb al-Madina for du'as, he took him in his lap and recited salat for some time. He then kissed the feet of his grandson and said, "He is a Sayyid." This is because his granddaughter was the wife of Sayyid Sami al-Barzanji, rahmatullahi alayh. Qutb al-Madina's loving manner with Sayyids. Qutb al-Madina expressed great affection for Sayyids. Whenever meeting one, the Shaykh would kiss their hands without prior notice. Those present would then understand the person was a Sayyid. Respect towards Ghazali al-Zaman. Despite Ghazali al-Zaman, Sayyid Ahmad Sa'id al-Qazimi rahmatullahi alayh preventing him, Qutb al-Madina would kiss his hands and stand up out of respect for him, despite it being difficult for him. It would even occur that these two great personalities would compete with one another in trying to kiss the hand and even feet of one another. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The murid reflects the murshid. The purpose of mentioning the accounts of these personalities is to inform that just as a son resembles his father, a murid reflects his murshid. When a murshid expresses such etiquette and honor to the Ahlul Bayt, the effect of this will be seen in the murid. By following his murshid, the murid will bear in mind the station of the Ahlul Bayt. As he becomes a spiritual representative of his murshid, when he emulates him in action, character and method. This attribute of love for the Ahlul Bayt is seen overflowing in the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah due to his wholehearted following of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Now, turning to the original subject, letters. Listen to stories of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's reverence for the Ahlul Bayt. First know that love and respect for them is a must, as their lineage goes back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. As a principle, when somebody has love for a person, he also loves everything affiliated with them. When the Ahlul Bayt are affiliated with the Prophet's sanctified being, then one can imagine how much decorum a true person of love will show. Respecting and loving Sayyids is also mentioned in the Quran. Love and respect for the Ahlul Bayt. In the Quran, Allah declares, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمُوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, I do not ask you for any recompense for the message except love for our kinship. In Khazainul Irfan, love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his relatives is from the obligations of the religion. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan said, respect for the Ahlul Bayt is obligatory and insulting Sayyids is haram. Four hadith regarding Sayyids. أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَىٰ ثَلَاثِ خِسَالٍ حُبِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ وَحُبِّ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ وَقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Number one, teach your children three matters. Love of your Prophet, love of his household, and recital of the Qur'an. Number two, whoever treats well any of my household, I shall grant him its requital on the day of judgment. Abdul Ra'uf al-Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in the commentary of this hadith, this narration indicates how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is he who gives by the permission and power of Allah in a way not hidden to anyone. Congratulations to he who has their worries removed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Glad tidings to those whose calls he responds to and whose needs he fulfills. To attain the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 3, whoever seeks intermediation and desires to present some kind of service in my court, due to which I will intercede for him on the day of judgment, should serve my Ahlul Bayt and make them happy. Loving the Ahlul Bayt is compulsory. Number 4, cling fast to love for our Ahlul Bayt, as whoever meets Allah whilst loving us, he will enter him into paradise by my intercession. I take oath by he who has power over my soul. A person's actions will benefit him only when they recognize our rights, referring to the Prophet's rights and those of the Ahlul Bayt. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Who is a Sayyid? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, the progeny of Sibtayni Karimain, i.e. Imams Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, are called Sayyids. The linguistic meaning of Sayyid is leader. In technical terms, the progeny of Imams Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma are referred to as such. In the Arab world, every honorable person is called Sayyid, whilst the offspring of Hassanain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma are called Sharif or Habib. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. I have endless love for Imam Hussein. In a speech given by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah in Muharram 1445 AH at Dawat-e-Islami's International Madani Center in Karachi, he addressed the attendees somewhat as follows. All of you remain witness to the fact I love Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. I have loved him since my childhood, from the time I could not even pronounce his blessed name correctly. Even then, I used to think he is of immense stature. Alhamdulillah, we all love Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu and everything connected to him. Alhamdulillah, I love Sayyids, as they are the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hearing the atrocities committed upon Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu in Karbala, I too feel like bursting into tears, but we have been commanded to be patient. Yet, if we cry involuntarily, that is a great blessing. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Do not address me with Ya Sayyidi. As explained earlier, the linguistic meaning of Sayyid is leader. For centuries, people have been addressing scholars and the pious with Ya Sayyidi, O my master. This can be seen in various Arabic books. During Madani Muzakaras, etc., many use this term to address the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, which is perfectly permissible according to Islamic law. Due to his humility, he requests, "Do not address me in this way, as people may begin to suspect I am a Sayyid, whereas I am a Maimun." Taking on the conduct of Imam Ahmad Raza. When distributing sweets, etc., Imam Ahmad Raza Khan would give Sayyids twice as much as normal people. Acting upon this, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah also gives Sayyids double the amount of either money or a gift. Not only this, but he uses respectful words when addressing them. Alhamdulillah, the religious work of Dawat-e-Islami is taking place worldwide and people do not understand the meaning of the word Bapu everywhere. Therefore, the term Sayyid Sahib is encouraged in place of it. This latter wording is even more respectful and most people can understand it. Some methods of manners and respect for Sayyids. It is a reality that in love for Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has reached the station of Fanafir Rasul. Definition of Fanafir Rasul: Imam Sirajuddin Al-Rifai Al-Makhdumi rahmatullahi alayhi states, the meaning of Fanafir Rasul is that a person always bears in mind the Sharia of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inwardly and outwardly, and brings to mind his methodology at every time and in every act. He should consider the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the means of approach in all his affairs, the center of all his hidden affairs, and the one who solves every affair. He should have certainty that every aid, every concern, and every grant for every person from Allah Almighty is for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In short, he should only listen to the words of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, remain immersed in his image, and strive to reach Allah Almighty through him alone. A person has love for everything associated with the one he loves. When the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has such immense love for the Prophet's city and resting place, what will be the extent of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself? The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has great respect for the Ahlul Bayt. He even considers it disagreeable for him to sit in a raised place in the presence of Sayyids. On many occasions, he requested for Sayyids to come and sit alongside him. According to the Western calendar, his age is 74, and his advanced age does not allow for him to sit on the floor. Otherwise, when younger, he would also sit on the floor. Sometimes he would say, "People make me sit above, whilst the Ahlul Bayt are seated below. How can I, their servant, be seated above them?" Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sayyids should come forward. There is a proverb amongst the Arabs: "Innama ya'rifu al-fadli dhawuhu." Only people of virtue recognize the virtuous. In relation to expressing etiquette and respecting the Ahlul Bayt, this proverb applies to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. His great reverence means he has been heard saying, "Love for the Ahlul Bayt runs in my blood." He does not suffice in just acting upon this personally, but he also extols their rank and virtue before others. During the days of Dawati Islami's international Sunnah-inspired gathering in Multan and in different regional gatherings, he would announce prior to making dua, "Please can all the Sayyids in this gathering come forward, so our prayers are accepted because of their presence." Foundation stone of the first Fizan-e Madina laid by Sayyids. Haji Muhammad Ali At-Tari Muddadilul Ali, a member of the Dawati Islami's executive committee, states, "Love and respect for Sayyids in members of the Dawati Islami is due to the training of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, I entered the Islamic environment of the Dawati Islami in 1989. Dawati Islami's honoring of the Ahlul Bayt first became apparent to me in 1989 or 1990, when land was purchased in Hyderabad for the Dawati Islami's Madani Center, the first of its kind in the world. A splendid gathering was arranged on this occasion, and it was announced that the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah would come to initiate construction work, accompanied by Mushtaq Qadri Rahmatullahi Alayh, former chairperson of the Dawati Islami's executive committee. I was there when the foundation stone was laid. Islamic brothers requested for the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah to do this, but with great humility he replied, This is the first Madani center of Da'wat Islami. I am not worthy of laying the foundation stone. Despite the requests of responsible brothers, he continued to refuse and said, in accordance with the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the foundation stone will be laid by 12 young Sayyids. The foundation stone of Da'wat Islami's first Fizani Medina was then laid by hands of the Sayyids that could be found at the time. Foundation stone of Da'wat Islami's International Madani Center. When the opening ceremony of Da'wat Islami's International Madani Center took place, its foundation stone was also laid by 12 Sayyids. There are several doors leading into Fizani Medina, one of which was named Fizani Medina. The companions and the Ahlul Bayt. The companions and Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum are a means of salvation and safety for this ummah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي مَثَلُ صَفِينَةِ نُوحٍ مَنْ رَكِبَهَا نَجَى وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا غَرِقَ. The example of my household is like the Ark of Nuh. Whoever boarded it was saved, and whoever was left behind was destroyed. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also mentioned, my companions are safety for my ummah. When they leave this world, the time my ummah was promised shall come upon them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Not extending one's feet towards a sayyid. Islamic Brothers accompanied the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah during the latter's Hajj in 2019. His age at the time was approximately 69. When in a tent in Mina on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, he felt need to stretch his legs due to tiredness. Yet, a Sayyid was in front of him. He also handed the writer of this account a note in which he mentioned about refraining from stretching his feet towards the Sayyid out of respect. In short, as long as the Sayyid remained there, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah did not stretch his feet towards him. Beautiful expression of devotion. Subhanallah. Not only does the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah refrain from stretching his feet towards Sayyids, if he is informed during meeting and greeting that the person before him is a Sayyid, he spontaneously kisses his hands. He shows great love and compassion for Sayyid children, to the extent that he has been seen placing their feet on his head. A remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's three deceased sisters all had the same names as members of the Ahlul Bayt. His older sister was named Khatija Bai, the middle sister Fatima Bai, whilst the youngest was Zahra Bai. Bai in the Maimon tongue is a word of respect, like Bahai is for males. His daughter's vestment. When the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's only daughter got married, he could have amassed a large and expensive vestment from his well-wishers. Yet his heart and mind were fixed upon what the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave to his daughter Fatima radiyallahu anha when she was getting married. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah strove to conduct his daughter's marriage simply and in accordance with the Sunnah. When providing said vestment, he referred the books and attempted to arrange the same as given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to Lady Fatima. In this, there is a fine example for those who are preoccupied in giving and taking large dowries, etc. It comprised of a silver bracelet, a mat, a stone mill, a leather water skin, earthenware, and a leather pillow, amongst other items. 2,500,000 rupees gift for Sayyids. In happiness, sadness, good times, hard times, whatever the occasion, The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah always reminds others to have empathy and act well towards the Ahlul Bayt by supporting them financially. Many times he encourages doctors to treat Sayyids without charge and medical stores to provide medicine without fees. In 1444 AH, someone conveyed a message to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah via a member of the Central Executive Committee. The person said he would cover the Sheikh's Hajj expenses, approximately 25 lakh rupees, and that of one more Islamic brother. The Sheikh was unable to travel that year for some reason. He immediately sent a message to the donor via the Central Executive Committee that all this money should be divided among Sayyids, which was done. Announcement to serve 12 households of Sayyids. In Rabiul Awwal 1445 AH, during the days of nationwide inflation in Pakistan during 2023 and 2024, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah announced that wealthy individuals should present a gift of 12,000 rupees monthly or provide household groceries for 12 months to 12 Sayyid families. Many phone calls were received immediately with intentions of donating, which were played live on Madani channel. Concerning serving Ahlul Bayt, the Shaykh writes in his booklet, Blessings of the Ahlul Bayt. O wealthy individuals, traders, physicians, serve the family of the messenger, i.e. the Sayyids, in accordance with your means. Convey peace to the sacred heart of their beloved grandfather, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and earn a home in the gardens of paradise. If possible, every shopkeeper should give free goods to Sayyids, or at least sell it to them at cost price. Undoubtedly, this is a great way of showing kindness towards them and wishing them well. If only every doctor would agree to offer free checkups for Sayyids and give them free medicine if possible. This will make them happy to no end. Take some of the fine dishes that are prepared for suhoor and iftar during the blessed month of Ramadan or during the days of Qurbani and respectfully present them to the Sayyids living in your neighborhood. How unfortunate would it be if descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, through whom we attain blessings, do not benefit at all from our luxury-filled lives. Sacrifice your possessions, wealth, and beloved things at the feet of the Sayyids today, and then witness how their beloved grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam graces you tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. By Allah, when neither wealth nor status will save us from punishment, the intercession of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will save us. If we treat his noble family in a good manner in the world and perhaps offer free treatment to an ailing Sayyid, then how amazing would it be if that very Sayyid was to make a request in the court of his grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and become the means of our intercession. Remember, only offer your assistance with the intention of pleasing Allah. In the end, his blessings are endless. Also, never allow the whisper to enter your heart that you do not know if the person in question is a Sayyid or not. We are totally not permitted to delve into people's lineages. It is sufficient for us that he be widely known as a Sayyid. Starting with Sayyids when recording messages. Daily via WhatsApp, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah gives condolences and solaces the ailing, with good intentions of well-wishing the grief-stricken Ummah. Despite different religious preoccupations through the night and tiredness, his passion for this call to righteousness does not allow him to forego it. Until now, on 14th June 2024, he records approximately 100 messages daily. He says, many names come to me asking for prayers. Yet, I try to start this pious work of mine with the names of the Sayyids. Then, a name of a Sayyid is found and I begin messages with him. 34-year-old Will. In 1411 AH, corresponding to 1990 CE, sitting before the Green Dome in Medina, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah arranged his will. Maktabatul Medina published this as the Madani will. Within this, he has written various legacies. Respecting Sayyids even in death. On page 4 of this Madani will, at point number 9, the Shaykh writes, if my shroud is wettened with Zamzam, the water of Medina, or with both, this will be a privilege for me, if only a Sayyid adorns my head with an imama. Under point 18, he writes, my funeral prayer should be led by any practicing Sunni scholar holding correct beliefs, a Sunnah-conforming Islamic brother, or by any of my sons if capable. Yet, it is my wish that a Sayyid be given preference. Under point 19, he mentions, if only Sayyids could lower me in the grave with their blessed hands, leaving me under at the mercy of Arhamur Rahimeen. Start of new home. In Muharram 1445 AH, the Shaykh shifted to a new home. This was also conducted in unique fashion. He invited a few Sayyids, began reciting Qasida Burda, took hold of their hands and entered the new home. In tears, he then said, I moved into my new home in the company of Sayyids, so they may leave me to the mercy of Arhamur Rahimeen in my grave. The Ahlul Bayt and Dawat-e-Islami's love for them. Here are two important activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Number 1. Acting upon the 72 Pious Deeds booklet in order to tread the path of piety and account oneself. Number 2. Travel in a Madani Qafila for at least 3 days every month. If you reflect, you will find the mention of the Ahlul Bayt in these two important activities. In fact, one of them is openly apparent as the name of the Pious Deeds booklet for Islamic brothers is 72 Pious Deeds. In relation to the martyrs of Karbala, the duration of the second important activity has been kept as 3 days monthly, which is 72 hours. It is as though the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is giving his murids, students, and those who love him a lesson in always keeping the Ahlul Bayt in mind. His speeches about the Ahlul Bayt. Many programs have been broadcast concerning the Ahlul Bayt on the Islamic World's 100% Islamic channel, Madani Channel. Prior to the launch of Madani Channel in 2008, when audio recordings would be made of speeches, the Shaykh explained the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt standing for 3 hours at a time. Many times in his speeches and writings, he includes the exegesis of the Quran written by a Sayyid, namely Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin al-Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 6 books of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah on the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. Alhamdulillah, until the time of writing, the Shaykh has written approximately 244 pages across various forms of literature on various topics regarding the Ahlul Bayt. They are as follows. Number 1. Fizane Ahlul Bayt. 37 pages. 40 sacred hadith concerning the virtue and rank of the Ahlul Bayt. Number 2, Karamate Sheri Khuda, 98 pages, a booklet discussing the rank and marvels of Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu. Number 3, Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu, Kitis Hikayat, 28 pages, a booklet on the biography of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. 4, 5 and 6, Imam Hussein ki Karamat, 41 pages, Husseini Dulha, 16 pages, and Karbala ki Khuni Manzar, 24 pages. 3 booklets on Imam Hussein's selfless bravery and various accounts of Karbala. Apart from these, there are many accounts and narrations about the Ahl al-Bayt mentioned within various other booklets. All of these can be purchased from Maktabatul Madina. Construction of Fizane Ali Masjids. On the 21st of Ramadan, 1439 AH, 6 years ago, on the date marking the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah encouraged the building of 2,121 masjids in memory of this illustrious personality. According to the information from the Outer Islami's Masjid and Madarsa Department, 121 masjids have been constructed with these names: Fizane Ali, Fizane Haider, Fizane Mushkil Kusha, Fizane Hassan, Fizane Hussein, Fizane Fatima, Fizane Ali Akbar, and Fizane Ali Asgar. How he visited Medina. When the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah went to perform Hajj after 16 years, time eventually came for him to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam again. Engrossed in love, he expressed his emotions to Sayyids as this: "Time has come for me to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. If only a Sayyid would be prepared to place a rope around my neck and pull me there," while saying, "O Messenger of Allah, I have brought a runaway sinner. Intercede for him, seek pardon for him, and grant him a place in your proximity in Jannatul Firdaus." A qurbani every year. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan explained, "My habit is to perform a qurbani every year and send its reward specifically to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and present all its meat and hide to Sayyids." Various manifestations of love of the Ahl al-Bayt. Every year, during the days of qurbani, upon the encouragement, the Shaykh, and on his behalf, a number of Sayyids are not only gifted animals to sacrifice, but also provided money for feeding the animal and arranging its slaughter, etc. This pious act has been taking place for some years now, and many animals have been gifted to the Ahlul Bayt, adding up to hundreds of thousands of rupees. Walillahi alhamd. An attari is innately loyal. The Shaykh himself states, "Ever since I can remember, I have sensed within myself overflowing love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani and my Imam Ahmad Raza Khan have given me the elixir of loving the Prophet, from which I have drunk deeply. Alhamdulillah, Allah has bestowed upon me an immense blessing, in that I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All the other Prophets alayhimu salatu wa salam, all the companions, all the Ahl al-Bayt and the martyrs of Karbala. I find respect for the Ahl al-Bayt running in my veins. By the mercy of Allah, inshaAllah, I hope whoever becomes a murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani through me, thereby becoming a tari, I have unshakable hope they will never, ever, ever betray the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or all the other Prophets or the Ahl al-Bayt, including Mawla Ali, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and all companions, including Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. In fact, whoever is a murid of another murshid who fulfills all necessary conditions and joins my spiritual order for blessings, he too will never betray these illustrious personalities. Special message to Sayyids. On a particular occasion, the Shaykh heard some Sayyids were afflicted with worry. He sent them the following message to elevate their spirits. نَحْمَدُهُ وَنُصَلِّ وَنُصَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ A servant of Medina, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, says to the Sayyids receiving this, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah elevate your status, remove your difficulties, and grant you patience for the sake of those martyred at Karbala. Indeed, you are being tested. May Allah have mercy on you and grant you all a portion of the patience displayed by the martyrs of Karbala. Be strong and patient. May Allah grant you blessings in your work and sustenance. May He protect you from calamities. The Prophets alayhimus salatu was salam faced many difficulties. Your honorable grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, endured severe trials and yet remained patient. The martyrs of Karbala witnessed intense tribulation, and they too were patient. You too should be patient. May Allah grant you courage and patience. May He grant you all forgiveness without accountability, and also honor this sinner with the same for your sake. May He grant you closeness to your grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and also grant it to me for your sake. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyids in the Central Executive Committee. The blessings of the Ahlul Bayt are also found in the Central Executive Committee of Dawat-e-Islami. As of June 2023, there are three Sayyids present in it. Number one, Sayyid Muhammad Luqman Shah Sahib, Karachi. Number two, Sayyid Muhammad Ibrahim Shah Sahib, Karachi. Number three, Sayyid Muhammad Arif Ali Shah Sahib, Maharashtra, India. Unique example of love for the Ahlul Bayt. The special assistant who stays with the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah most times shares his name of the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. His son, who also lives with the Shaykh, is named Hassan Raza. The Amir of Ahlul Sunnah himself explains, My life be sacrificed for the name of Imam Hassan. He is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and a beloved son of Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha. As for Hassan Raza, he is a child and kids will be kids. Sometimes he is naughty and may do something that should not be done. I do not wish to mention any such thing with his name. Due to this etiquette, I call him Mittu in daily conversation. In this, there is a lesson for us. When a person's name has ascription to a lofty personality, it should be respected. It is a misfortunate person who says something untoward regarding such names. Words steeped in love. O those who love the companions and Ahlul Bayt, Man amalana rabiha. Whoever deals with us, the Ahlul Bayt, earns profit. Whichever person deals with the Ahlul Bayt by showing etiquette, manners, and honor towards them, proceeds to benefit in this world and in the hereafter. As for Dawat-e-Islami, its first center had its foundation laid by a Sayyid, and its founder's expressions of affection for the Ahlul Bayt have been explained in detail thus far. The organization has many leadership positions held by Sayyids, both in Pakistan and outside. In fact, some of its religious activities and efforts to spread the Sunnah in certain countries were solely down to the efforts of Sayyids. Reflect deeply. If this is the case, why would Dawat-e-Islami not be blessed with progress? When the dua of these Sayyids is with it, why would this movement not excel and be seen propagating the Sunnah across the world? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The best means to behold the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh Abu al-Mawahib Shadhili rahmatullahi alayhi said, whoever wishes to behold the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should remember him abundantly, whether by day or by night, and should love the Sayyids and the saints. Otherwise, the door to beholding him in dreams will be closed to that person. This is because these blessed individuals are the leaders of all people, and those whom they disapprove of are also disapproved by Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, a devotee of the Blessed Companions and Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum, writes in his collection of Naats, Wasaili Bakshish, Hubbe Sadate Khudade Vasite Ahle Bayte Paka Faryad Hai Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ala Muhammad.